Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Psalms 131, verse 1, New King James Version states, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. When things happen in your life that you don't plan, do you find yourself trying to reason it all out or look for a foul, so to speak, in your mind to put it in? What happens when you can't reason it out or make sense of it? Here's the answer. Every one of us needs to create a file in our thinking called the I don't understand it file. When things come up that don't make sense, things that you can't figure out, instead of getting frustrated or confused, put it in your I don't understand it file and leave it alone. If you go through life trying to figure out why something bad happened or why things didn't work out, it will cause you to become bitter and stuck in life. Part of trusting God means trusting Him when things don't make sense. Because we know that His plan is always good for us, we have to know that He will reveal all things in His time, even if that means in eternity. Is there something that didn't make sense that you know you need to file away? Choose to trust God. Choose to keep moving forward. Know that He loves you. He is for you, and He has a great plan for your future. Think about this. Difficulties can make you bitter, or they can make you better. They can drag you down and make you a sour person, or they can inspire you to reach for new heights. Don't waste another minute trying to figure out why certain bad things have happened. If you will stay in an attitude of faith and victory, God has promised that He will turn any emotional wounds around. He'll use them to your advantage, and He will come out better than you would have had they not happened to you. Father, today I thank You for watching over my life. I surrender my past to You. I surrender my need to have all the answers, and I choose to trust You with my whole heart, and I will not lean to my own understanding. I refuse to remain stuck because I don't understand everything. I declare that I am moving forward, and I ask You to fill me with Your peace, fill me with Your grace, fill me with compassion as I press forward into the victory that You have prepared for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.